Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Oh, what do girls want to do? Girls, they want to have fun. Let's take a walk down memory lane today because it's an 80s world and we're all just living in it. Has anyone noticed how the 80s is back and better than ever? Whether you were a kid or a teenager, this is your time. Recycling all the fashion, it has come on back. Blessing the society from high-waisted jeans to scrunchies, big hair, and everything in between. And I am so here for it. What a rainbow. It was, it is, and it continues to live on. Can we talk about it? So, I was a kid in the 80s, and my sisters were teenagers, so I always felt like I got the best of both worlds. I was super influenced by all the cool fashion and the music, and at the same time, I was just riding around on my bike on the country roads playing outside all day long with my friends, from sunrise to sunset. Parents never knowing where you were until it was dark out. That was your signal, time to go home for dinner. But if you were lucky enough, you were allowed to go back out to play flashlight tag. And after dinner, running in between the houses, playing hide and go seek, that was the best. Basically, let's say it together. Oh, those were the days. I had some of the best times making ice pops from Kool-Aid, eating Kraft macaroni and cheese in the blue box by the bowlful, thinking Velveeta was actually cheese, and putting it all over nachos in our new microwave. And oh yes, bless the day when cable finally came out to my little country town. Sure, there was always watching commercials because you couldn't fast forward them unless you taped your show on a VCR tape. Do you know I still have a VCR tape of when Thriller came out on video on the show Friday Night Videos? Oh, yes. We waited all day, had the VCR programmed, and then it was a thrilling night. Pretty much has to be played every Halloween till this day. Oh, the 80s. There was nothing like the craze for the most popular toy at Christmas. Sure, that still happens, but now everybody buys them up and puts them on eBay, marking up the price. You know, it was a lot more hilarious when people bought all the Cabbage Patch Kids and marked up the price, but sold them from the back of their station wagon. Oh, those were the days. There were My Little Ponies, G.I. Joes, Strawberry Shortcake, and don't forget about Saturday morning cartoons. There was no sleeping in if you wanted to catch all your favorites, from the Snorks to the Flintstones and everything in between. I couldn't wait to pour a giant bowl of Lucky Charms with whole milk and watch cartoons till noon. Can you imagine? Those were the days. Does anyone remember the Pepsi Coke Challenge? Sure, they still have advertisement competitions to this day, but the Pepsi Coke Challenge has always been a blindfolded challenge. Could you tell the difference between Pepsi and Coke blindfolded? I could. Coke is still reigning supreme in my life. And what about Wonder Bread? It was okay to eat. Do you remember? You may have been gluten intolerant, but nobody knew they were suffering. You just still stuffed yourself with white bread, cheese sandwiches with bologna. It was like it was going out of style and you had to eat all the Wonder Bread. Next to our hamburger helper, of course, we may have had a vegetable or two that we would choke down with water. God forbid we said, I don't want to eat this. Is there something else? No one was cooking 1,000 meals at mom's diner like we do today. And then Oreos, Fritos, Doritos, blissfully unaware that that wasn't a food group. I'd go back to that rainbow any day. And do you remember the craze of the koosh balls? You got to Google it. K-O-O-S-H, koosh ball. To see what I'm talking about, those fluffy rubber band balls that if you were lucky at the end of the day, your teacher would have everybody sit up on their desk, and you would throw that koosh ball around. And if you dropped it, you were out of the game. But whoever was still holding it when the bell rang, then you got to get candy from the jar on the teacher's desk. Another 80s food group, candy. Oh, and the music? Sorry, not sorry to my entire Delaware Township School Middle School for making you write out all those index cards to try to win free tickets for all of us to the New Kids on the Block concert. I was a very dedicated fan, and although we didn't win that day, I still appreciate everyone's effort. And remember when everything had gone from albums to tapes? We sure did have quite a few albums lying around our house still. I loved to listen to Dirty Dancing, the soundtrack, too many times to count, and of course Led Zeppelin. And then the first tape I ever bought with my own money at the Sam Goody Music Store in our tiny mall was True Blue by Madonna. True love, you're the one I'm dreaming of. Oh, I could have sang that all day long on my what? My Walkman, of course. Ah, I love it. And I don't remember when it switched over to CDs, exactly what year, but how cool is it that vinyl is back? I love the sound of it. The artwork, the writing is all blown up to such big proportions. It's so cool that everything always comes full circle. From sleepovers, playing light as a feather, stiff as a board, to not being the one to fall asleep first for fear that they would freeze your first bra. And of course, staying up all night to watch the classics. 16 Candles, License to Drive, Pretty in Pink, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, The Breakfast Club. Ugh, I could go on. Some of the best memories still living rent-free in my brain and dancing in my heart. So friends, as you go through your day, whatever gets thrown at you, remember, you're one thought away from one of the best years of your life. Maybe the best decade of your life. Just dust off the key, unlock the box to that memory that makes you smile for no reason, but that it was a great time. And know that more of those great times are straight ahead of you. Because the rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Well, my friends, that's my podcast. I hope I gave you a little light in your heart, a little song in your soul, and a whole lot of love, because you are amazing. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows the Podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me, and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.